The federal government expanded its fishery observer program this past year. For the first time, that meant halibut boats and smaller vessels, 40 to 60 feet long, could be selected to carry an observer. But according to Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association Director Linda Bankin, that's not feasible for many.
There's a lot of the small boat fleet that simply cannot accommodate another person. They don't have a bunk. They don't have a safety equipment. Just don't have space for that. So we saw a number of people apply for a release to observer coverage on those grounds. Actually, 65% of the boats selected in the first three quarters of the year, which is the data I've seen so far, the 65% of the boats that were selected applied for a release and were granted a release.
Bankin credits Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner and North Pacific Fishery Management Council member Cora Campbell for helping to make sure that relief was available. Bankin thinks the releases were needed to lessen the burden of the expanded program. However, she says it also meant that the National Marine Fisheries Service fell short of its goals for observer coverage.
So to our minds, you're not getting representative data if you're not hitting those target coverage levels. Which can mean some problems with extrapolating that data to the remainder of the fleet.
Bankin says the situation shifted more of the observer burden to boats that were able to accommodate them. Also, she says some fishermen chose not to use their own small boats and instead opted to fish with other skippers who had bigger vessels. She said a few others chose to sell their fishing quotas because of the new regulations. So Bankin says Alpha is working with other fishing groups to pursue electronic monitoring, or EM, as an alternative to carrying observers on small boats. In October, they applied for a federal permit to broaden the experimental use of cameras and other electronic equipment.
We all recognize there will continue to be a need for observers on the water, but that there are places, there are times, there is a significant portion of the fleet that is better served by having electronic monitoring to ensure you get representative data and that you get it in a cost-effective way. So we're looking to integrate EM to use it where it can get the data that managers need and can get it in a way that's less intrusive, less costly than deploying human observers.
Federal fishery managers are taking a slower approach to the issue than the industry would like. NIMFS has a small-scale EM pilot program that involved just a handful of participants this past year. Alpha wants to incorporate that into the broader industry-backed project to test technology on more boats. 60 vessels would be the goal for the first year. NIMFS has been considering the proposal, according to Martin Leflad, who is director of the agency's Fisheries Monitoring and Analysis Division. While he won't comment on the industry application while it's still under review, Leflad says NIMFS is also trying to advance EM.
What we're trying to do is improve the quality of the imagery that we're getting from vessels. There's a lot of hype on this EM stuff worldwide, actually, going on right now. And what we've seen is that a lot of work has been done all over the world that has been duplicating the same sorts of things. We want to get out of duplication and actually move this stuff forward. I personally think EM has massive potential and could revolutionize the way we sample. If we do it right.
Observers record catch data and other information for use in fishery management and research. Leflad says electronic monitoring will never do exactly what a person does.
People can do a variety of things. EM can do some things very, very well, and we want to figure out what things it does well. And then so we can use that potentially as a tool to supplement those areas where putting a person on a boat simply is not a feasible process.
Leflad says together, NIMFS and the industry may be able to make some progress on moving electronic monitoring forward. The agency has told the North Pacific Council that it will have the capacity to deploy EM equipment on 14 vessels in its pilot project next year. As an incentive for participation, NIMFS proposed that volunteers would avoid the possibility of being selected to carry an observer. That would also be the case in the industry proposal. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.